Start of the second quarter, Michigan City leads 7-0, but facing third down and 11 from their own 32-yard line where they put the ball down. Play clock at 6. Michigan City still doesn't have a play out there. Now they do. 3-2. Bush takes it at 1. Here comes the pressure rolling out. He's going to get hit. He gets away from Cohenette. He stumbles across the 35, dives out to the 40. He gets 7 yards and comes up. Let's give him 8 yards and mark him down 3 yards shy of the first down. And the punt team comes back out for Michigan City. Look, this Warsaw defense so far, Will Shepard, has looked pretty good. They've been given 3 possessions, including one in their own end, and they have really showed up pretty well.
That was an outstanding job to hopefully get off the field right here. When the offense put it on the ground, your defense is challenged to, give them another opportunity.
Michigan City didn't have all their players on the field, and the clock ran out. Oh, timeout's called. Timeout, Michigan City, 11-11 left to play in the first half. Michigan City 7 and Warsaw nothing. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Will Shepard, Austin Edler here at Michigan City's Ames Field. Fourth down and 4 for the Wolves. They did not have the personnel they wanted on the field. Actually, I think they were a guy short. So they had to take their first time out to get the right people out. And now Bush will kick the ball from inside his own 30. Oh, and it bounces back there, and Bush will get it away. It's a high spinning kick. Villa calls for the fair catch and makes it at the 26-yard line with two Wolves standing on either side of him. So the Tigers, after their second fumble, get the ball back without any more damage done. And with 11:06 left to play in the second quarter, Will Shepard, it's 7-0. What a big stand by the Tiger defense.
Yeah, that was impressive. I believe the coach Fraz, with the long snapping situation from Michigan City, I think he could possibly put a block play on and maybe get one tonight, because it's not too smooth.
No, it certainly is not. Well, their kicking game as a whole is not really a strength. They don't have a kicker. Bush is a good punter, but not great. And here the Tiger offense is. They've had the ball twice. They have fumbled twice. And it is Drew Sullivan back in at quarterback. Zollinger is behind him. Egoff left. And Isbell to the right. Sullivan, option play, up the middle. Zollinger, and he's got room across the 30. He's out near the 31-yard line. That's almost a 5-yard gain. Give him 5 yards on that first down carry. You know, we said at the beginning we didn't know how the Tigers were going to be able to run the ball up the middle. They've run it just fine.
Sullivan looks like he's going out.
Yep, they taped up Drew's ankle. He can't do it. And so Quinton Brock, the sophomore, will take his first varsity snap here a minute and a half into quarter two. So it's Brock under center. He has a word with Zollinger. And now I think the Tigers want to take timeout. They do. Warsaw will take a timeout with 10:27 left to play in the half, and we'll keep it here. The freshmen won their opening game last night over Northridge. Final score there was 36-14. Get to know this name, Grady Nelson. That boy ran for 2 touchdowns. He's almost as big as his dad was in high school right now. Right now.
He's got some good DNA all the way around. Mom and dad sending that young man some good stuff.
So the freshmen are 1-0. The JV begin their season at home tomorrow. That's I believe, a 12:30 start. Should be a really nice day for JV football tomorrow. Tigers next week will be back up here. A little farther on the road, they will go to Chesterton, or as we like to refer it, Jeff Hamstraville.
There you go. You're right.
6:45 pregame show once again on News Now Warsaw. So the Tigers get organized, facing a second down and 5. Sullivan is out of the game. They are attending to his ankle. The Tigers have 2 massive injuries to their best offensive lineman and their returning quarterback here in the first half of the first game. From the 32, 2nd and 5. Brock on the handoff, up the middle, and Zollinger gets to the 35-yard line, and then it's thrown backwards. The ball was ripped out, but it was after the whistle. And Pierce is going to get a flag, I think. I think Pierce is going to get a flag because he held the ball and held the ball and held the ball, and I think they're going to give him an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, and Warsaw is going to get a first down for it. Yep. Yep, that's exactly what's going to happen. Oh, no. Did they just warn him? Did they pick up the flag? They're explaining it to Cody French. Dead ball foul. Here it comes. Unsportsmanlike conduct. Michigan City, that is a 15-yard walk-off against the Wolves. That's a first down for the Tigers, and they'll take it any way they can get it.
That's a big it's a big mistake, and Warsaw absolutely has to take advantage of that.
Harrison Stouffer on a training table over there, jersey and pads off. Ball right at the midfield stripe. Warsaw down 7-0 first half. Zollinger up the middle, dives through the line of scrimmage. How far will they give him? Looks like he's going to get, 6 yards. I thought his knee went down back at the 46. They give him the 44. That's a gain of 6 yards for Zollinger, who's having a terrific first half. 9 carries, 55 yards already. 10 minutes left to play here in the second quarter. Michigan City 7, Warsaw nothing.
Warsaw has not attacked the perimeter yet.
No. Quinton Brock, the quarterback for the Tigers. Oh, and there's another fumble. And the ball's rolling around, and this time I think the Tigers got it. Yes, this time the Tigers recovered it, and they gained 3 more yards out of it. Leighton Isbell fell on it as Brock fumbled. That's 3 fumbles, 2 of them lost for the Tigers here in the first half of the first game. And they're going to mark the ball down at the 43-yard line. So essentially a gain of a yard for Isbell. I hope my friend Austin on that one. He gets a yard for that. There you go. So it's 3rd down and 3 for the Tigers from the Michigan City 43. Brock from the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is right. And it's a carry up the middle. Zollinger. And Zollinger's got room to run. He bounces off of one man inside the 30-yard line and all the way down to the 29-yard line. That's a 14-yard gain for the Tigers at a first down.
That's a big momentum producer right there. I'm impressed with the Warsaw offensive line because Michigan City is stemming their defensive front pre-snap, moving them into gaps and stuff, and the Warsaw kids are picking it up real nice.
Quinton Brock in for Drew Sullivan, who's out with an injury. He's being attended to on the sidelines. Rainsbottom is wing on the far side, Isbell on the near. And they will hand off the middle. Again, it's Zollinger. He breaks a tackle inside the 25. He's down to the 22-yard line. 7 more yards for Reed Zollinger, who had 315 yards of rushing offense as a halfback, a wing, a year ago, and he's off to a terrific start, already over 70 yards here in the first half.
He's running really hard. His pad level's outstanding, and he's just a tough kid.
A lot of huffing and puffing out there. Opening night, play clock down to 11. Robbie Hoffer in the game at fullback for the Tigers. Brock is going to take the snap and keep it and dive forward, and there's a pile of humanity at the 20-yard line. So give Hoffert 2 yards to the 20, and that sets up 3rd down and 1. 7:30 left to play, second quarter. Michigan City recovered a fumble at the Tiger 30 and scored off a 4th down play. And that's the only score of the game so far. Again, Hoffert is the tailback. Ransbottom to the left. Isbell to the right. 1 wideout, that's Grady Nolan. Now last second change. Play clock at 4. Quinton under center. Wheel handoff up the middle. Hoffert dives forward. A flag comes in behind the play. And the Michigan City players clapped momentarily, then they stopped. Illegal motion. Tigers had 2 men in motion at the snap of the ball. 3rd and 1 becomes 3rd and 6 back at the 25. in the pregame show, Will said in his three keys to the game, the middle, the second one was no penalties, no free yards. And Tigers have done that. They've given the opponents some free yardage. Here they've made it a little harder on themselves. Two downs to get 6 yards now from the 25, down 7-0. Quentin Brock fakes the handoff, turns upfield. He's got a hole, 20. He's to the 15. He got a first down, still going inside the 15 and down to the 14-yard line. A beautiful decision by Quentin Brock to keep it, and he's got a first down for Warsaw after a gain of 12 yards.
Young man stepped up when Warsaw needed him right there. That was impressive.
6:38 clock running, first half. Warsaw down 7-0. But once again, for the second time, inside the red zone. Ball on the left hash mark, the side closest to the Tiger bench. It's been on that side almost every play of the game so far for Warsaw. Brock hands off Zollinger, and he'll plunge through the hole. Stacked up, still going. Gets 3 yards down to the 11.
It's just a matter of attrition. I mean, that's what Bart Ball is. Just grind them, and then trick them, and hopefully we can get back in the game with a score right here on this drive.
Sometimes they don't win the game in the first half, but the work that they do wears down the other team.
That's exactly right.
Gain of 3 on that play, second down and 7 from the Michigan City 11. Again, the wide side of the field is right, Zollinger in the backfield, Egloff and Isbell in the backfield with him. Oh, and Zollinger barely got the football from Brock before he had 4 Michigan City Wolves around him. He had no chance. No gain officially on the play. It'll be 3rd down and 7 coming up for the Tigers.
I think Bart and Mike are going to realize that it's time to mix up the cadence. They're starting to, you know, really around that A gap there. They're timing it up pretty good. It's time to trick him into a free 5 yards.
Harrison Stouffer is on crutches, his right knee in ice. So that's never a good sign. I cannot find Drew Sullivan over there. We'll try to find him after the next play. Brock fakes the handoff, running right, hit, and thrown for a loss. Back at the 13-yard line, Javen Lewis, a senior, 5'9", 160 pounds from his linebacker spot, comes in and makes the play. After a loss of 2, the Tigers backed up to the 13-yard line, and now it's Mason Smythe to try his first field goal of the season. Mason, a year ago, was 2 of 6. In his first 2 years, 8 of 14. This will be a 30-yard try from straight out. Villema to hold it. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is blocked. It spins into the end zone, and the Wolves will take over. So the Tiger drive stalls at the Michigan City 13-yard line. Another great drive by the Tigers, and they come away, Will Shepherd, with nothing.
Well, if you keep, you know, playing giveaway in the game of football, it's going to be to the point where, you know, you don't have an opportunity to, you know, get momentum and get up and get ahead. I mean, just mistake after mistake right now. We've made some good plays, but, you know, and credit Michigan City with being aggressive and, you know, getting after it that last 3 or 4 plays to shut the momentum down.
Bush and the offense start automatically from the 20. They hand off to Hart. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage by Chase Carl, and he's thrown for a loss. It's a loss of 2 back to the 18-yard line, and right now the Tiger linebackers are selling out to just run forward at the snap.
Well, what really was impressive was 56 Chase Carl setting the edge. I mean, that's what defensive end has to do in our defense, and the Hart kid didn't exactly choose to run into him, so that's a nice job at defensive end when you make the back have to make a decision.
3.5 minutes left to play first half. Michigan City with the ball, backed up at their 17. Bush pump fakes, looking, steps up in the pocket. He's going to get hit. He gets away. 20, 25. Oh, and look out. Oh, and then a flag comes in. A flag comes in on the hit. by Eric Pohl. And are they going to say that's an illegal hit? Holy cow. It was a hard hit, but it was pretty clean, and the Warsaw coaches can't believe it. Jake Cowhorn calling the defense. Bart Curtis comes out. He would like a word. That's a huge call. If they call this roughing or a high hit, 15 yards, instead of being third down and four, it would be a first down for Michigan City and give them life with 3:12 left in the half and two timeouts.
This is a big call right here.
They're saying it's a blow to the head. Boy, I'd like for them to look at the replay. They got that wrong. And it was the official from the near side who threw the flag. So he had the worst angle of anyone. That is a big walk-off. That'll be a first down all the way to the 41-yard line of Michigan City. And the scoreboard is out. Oh, and the scoreboard is back. And the scoreboard is out. And the scoreboard is back. 3:08 left to play here in the first half. Michigan City with the ball in a 7-0 lead from their 41. Tyler Bush claps his hands, takes the snap, hands off to Hart, and he'll be tripped up right at the line of scrimmage. They'll give him a yard to the 42. Woodward on the stop for the Tigers. 2:48 left. Again, Michigan City with two timeouts, and they're thinking touchdown here because they don't have a kicker that can make much more than an extra point.
Yeah, if you're Michigan City, you're going on four downs, so Warsaw has to understand that as well. Again, a nice job by the defensive front. They had a game on, a stunt to the inside, and it hurt Michigan City.
Bush takes a snap, fakes the handoff, throws it out in the right flat, got a man wide open. That's Collins, and Collins will spin forward across the midfield stripe, across the 50 by about a foot. He's short of the first down, so that'll be a gain of 8 yards officially on the pass play to Collins. And it's third down and one with 2:02 left, and the clock continues to move. And Michigan City doesn't appear to be in a big hurry. They run Adrian Peace out onto the field late. Collins comes off, and they bring in Derek Coleman to be in the backfield. They'll go two backs on this particular play. And again, the play clock down to 10 and the game clock down to 1:40. And Michigan City still at midfield facing third down and one. And Bush will take the snap and hand off to Hart. He'll dive across the midfield stripe and he'll get a first down and be marked down at the 46-yard line. So that's a gain of 4 yards and a first down for the Wolves. That is the fourth first down for the Wolves here in the first half. Game clock down to 1:18. Again, Michigan City's got two timeouts from the Tiger 46. Bush takes a shotgun snap, hit as he throws, down the middle of the field, and it is caught. It's caught at the 11-yard line. What a catch. Benjamin Martin makes the catch. He had a Tiger in front of him and a Tiger behind him, and he made the catch anyway for a 32-yard gain down to the Tiger 11 with 1:09 left in the half.
That was impressive. The throw was in the middle, and the kid just outfought both Warsaw kids for the ball.
Down to a minute left. The clock is still moving. Michigan City with two timeouts left. The outcome of this game might largely be determined by what happens in the next 50 seconds. Bush takes the snap. He'll hand off to Hart, trying to bounce to the outside. Stiff arms a man at the 12, down to the 10, down to the 5. There's a flag down at the 4-yard line, and I believe this is a blocking, a holding foul against Michigan City. Holding against the Wolves is what the call is. Now, here's the rule change that everybody needs to know about for this year. This year, when there's a holding penalty behind the line of scrimmage, the penalty is marked off back from the line of scrimmage, like it is in the NFL and in college. That was downfield, and so the ball comes back to the 15-yard line. It's still a 10-yard penalty no matter what. First down now and 13 from the 15. 30 seconds left, and the clock continues to run. Yes, they have two timeouts, but they're running out of time. The fans are starting to get upset. Want them to hurry. 22 seconds, 21. Bush back to throw. Looking, steps away from pressure. Rolling out to the near side. Going to tuck it. Now he's going to throw it to a man who's wide open in the end zone for a touchdown. The Tigers saw, oh, hold on, there's a flag down. There is a flag down back at the 17. As soon as Bush, oh, it's holding against Michigan City, and the play's coming back. Wow. What a big call in this football game. Bush put his arm, the ball under his arm, Will, and all the secondary in the end zone took off running for him, and that left Bell wide open.
Yeah, you can't, you cannot do that as a corner. You have to, until he crosses the line of scrimmage, you have to stay in coverage. That's the rule.
The Tigers are going to take a timeout with 12 seconds left to play in the half. They trail Michigan City 7-0. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Thanks to the fourth member of our broadcast team, Steve Scott, back at the station once again this year. 7-0 Michigan City. Another holding penalty, back-to-back holding penalties by the Wolves. They have three penalties for 35 yards now, including these last two that back them up to the Tiger 25. Bigger deal is there's only 12.9 seconds left. They used to have two timeouts, but they have squandered about a minute and a half. Bush will fake the handoff. It's a reverse. It's Bell working to the far side, inside the 15, and he'll run out of bounds at the 10-yard line. That is a 15-yard gain, but there are 6.8 seconds left, and they're going to kick a field goal here. Well, either way, this is a huge, huge break for the Tigers. Even if he makes it, this is a huge stop for the Tigers. This will be Logan Moreland to kick. He's made one extra point. It didn't look very special. This will be a 26-yard field goal. Good snap. Spot is down, and the kick is low, and it is no good. He missed it. Wide to the left. The Tigers have held, and with 1 second left on the clock, the Tigers will run a play and run into the locker room. Wow.
Yeah, we were helped out by Michigan City's errors on the last couple minutes. I mean, you have to question the time management there with two timeouts. I didn't understand that. And the penalties were critical for Michigan City.
That's an 80-yard drive for Michigan City after the Tigers had their field goal blocked. They come away empty-handed. Unless something really weird happens here, it'll be 7-0 Wolves at intermission. And the halftime show brought to you by Colliers Family of Brands will be coming up shortly. Brock takes a knee. No gain on that play, and that'll do it. We've come to halftime here in Michigan City with the score, Michigan City 7 and Warsaw 0. We'll give you the first half scoring. It won't take very long, but we'll do that next here on the Tiger football broadcast on News Now Warsaw.